Okay, so this is kind of going to be a two-parter episode because I will be talking about Euphoria season one, and then I'm going to be talking about Euphoria, the season two premiere. So, obviously, as you can tell from the title, this one is just a look back on season one, and just honestly talking about it because I did a rewatch, and when it first came out, I binged when it, on like finale day, because it came out in June and ended in August. So of course I watched it all in like 2 days or whatever, and I just like binged, and I never got to talk about it really. And then season two premiered, and I was like, it's been forever because of COVID and everything being delayed. I was like, I need to talk about this. So here we are. So just a little background. Euphoria came out in 2019. Also, if you have not seen Euphoria, oh my god. Like, get into it if you want to. Like, if you're like, should I? I think you should. But just a warning, it's like for mature audiences. It deals with drugs, sex, alcohol, violence. So there could be a lot of triggers, addiction, and so beware. But if you're like, should I watch it, you know, and you're like, cool, then I say get into it. Okay, so, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. So yeah, so Euphoria came out in 2019, so just like a quick rundown. It's about, it follows a young girl, Rue, who is played by Zendaya. She is a drug addict. It starts off with her coming back from rehab. No plans of staying clean. Like, first episode, she's, like, back doing drugs and her, like, usual things. And then it deals with her, her, like, friends and their relationships and what they're dealing with. So, yeah. Follows a group of high school students. And yeah, so Rue obviously being the main character and the story being told from her point of view. So in my rewatch, first of all, I like forgot. Okay. Well, I didn't say I forgot. Like, I knew that like the major happenings. So again, spoilers, if you have not watched season one or if you're planning on watching season one, I'm going to spoil it. But, yeah, so like, I remembered obviously the dealings with Nate's dad, Rue and Jules not being together in the finale, the crazy shit that happens between Nate and Maddie, and then I just forgot how great some of the characters were, like Fez obviously being so great, but then like rewatching it back, I was like, dang, Fez is so good, like he's so chill. And then going right into season two premiere, I was like, yes, we're finally getting more of Fez. And I saw a tweet or something recently that said apparently his character was supposed to be killed off after air in season one. And I'm like, I'm really glad they didn't, because I think he's a crucial part to Rue's character. And honestly to everybody, because with it being, well, I don't want to say small town, but like, he's not only a role in Rue's life, but then he plays a role in other people's lives. Or like, you know, there's like connections there. So I kind of like that. So yeah, so we start off, obviously, also with my rewatch, I didn't take any notes, so that was me, that's on me, so I'm just gonna be, you know, talking, and I hope you're here for that. Overall, Euphoria is just visually so cool, because, like, when Rue is high, it's, like, slowed down, darker colors, I don't know, it's like weird, it's almost like you're in real time and almost feeling it, as she's like going through it, like if you're at a house party, if you're at school or whatever drama she's going through. So I really like how the camera visually puts it all. God, especially like just the lighting too, like a lot of it is like purples and blues and pinks, like when they're at this school dance, like it's just so nice. Oh my god, and the makeup is so crazy, like obviously I feel like in real life you wouldn't see that, at least not in my time, when I was in high school, but, like, I'd be like, dang, that looks really cool. Like, they'll put jewels, like, little tiny jewels on their eyes, or just sparkly eyeshadow. I don't know, I love that. And the clothes, like, especially Maddie's character. Oh. Okay. So in the pilot, when we start off with Rue coming back from rehab, she talks about how she got into rehab. Again, trigger warning. I will be obviously talking about her addiction, drugs, sex, violence, alcohol, underage, sex stuff, obviously, because of they're in high school, and then the dealings with Nate's dad, and weird, in violence, so just giving a fair warning. But, yeah, so she's back from rehab, she's not about being clean, she meets Jules, and from, like, that moment on, it's, like, a shift, and she wants to be better for Jules, but obviously nothing happens between her and Jules until, like, way later. You know, we're introduced to the other characters, Cassie, what's her name? Sydney Sweeney. She's so pretty, and, like, of course, Nate is like, oh, why are you trying to get with her? Like, you know, her body's been everywhere, but, like, shaming her. We have Nate and Maddie, and then, who are, like, in the weird dynamic that they are, where they're, like, hating each other and making each other jealous, because it starts off with a party. Then the second one, we learn about Nate being, like, fucking psycho, and that's when he beats up Tyler, who is the guy who, Maddie used to get him jealous. And I hate this because he, like, literally fucking goes after this guy, sneaks into his apartment, and beats the living shit out of him. And I was like, I fucking hate Nate. First of all, let me tell you, I am not a Nate fan at all. And that makes me not stand the guy. And then, yeah, so that's all I'm gonna say on that real quick. And then, oh, I forgot about Kat. Oh, I love Kat. First of all, Ms. Girl Boss out here, she's like, I can make money uploading videos to the dark web, like, sex stuff, and she getting her bag, so good for her. Honestly, no shame in it, because she's just like, I'm doing it for me. And the fact that she was, like, she only had, like, consistent people, she wasn't just taking, like, random strangers. She, like, had her, what did you call them, like, her piggy banks or something like that. Anyways, iconic. And then we have the beginnings of Jules apparently falling for a boy through a dating app, which we then find out is Nate, which is so fucked up. And even after watching the first season, see, I don't know, too, like, the second season, I feel like, or not second season, I feel like rewatching it a second time, I'm like, what is the purpose here? Like, why did Nate do this? Is it just because he found the tape between Jules and his dad and is trying to do a, like, I don't know, like, a payback thing, or, like, stay out of my life thing? Like, I don't understand the point of why he was trying to go and, like, or, like, catfish Jules. So, even watching it the second time, I still don't understand. We also have the fact that, oh, yeah, Maddie finds all the dick pics on Nate's phone, which, again, I'm like, okay, so when I first watched it, I can't remember what I thought of, but the second time, I was like, they seemed just, like, different dicks to me. So I was like, maybe he didn't actually use his own dick pics to send to Jules, and maybe he was just, like, saving all these random dick pics to send to Jules, like, if they were him, you know, going along with the catfish. The following episodes, the carnival happens, which was such, I remember it being, like, such a pivotal episode, because it's a carnival. This is when Jules recognizes the older guy that she had hooked up with when, like, she had just moved to this town, which is Nate's dad, who, like, owns half the town, and is Nate's dad, and she goes up to him, and obviously Nate recognizes Jules, and he, like, freaks out, and then finds her after, and he's like, you know, I know you can ruin me, but please don't, like, I'm begging you. And then Jules, such sweetheart being, she's like, no, I could never, and then Nate looking at the whole fucking time, because he knows that he's catfishing her, and he knows what happened between her and his dad. Also, Cassie and Maddie being fucking iconic during this whole episode of, like, being high on Molly and then just being, like, high bitches together. Like, fucking love it. Was there anything else? Oh, this is also, this was something I noticed in the rewatch. So, obviously, Rue is at the carnival and she goes with, her best friend Lexi, obviously, who she's known since preschool, and her sister, Gia. And then she meets up with Jules, and this was after kissing her, which she thought was, like, a huge fuck up, and this was an opening to the audience where she, like, finally made a move, and, like, could they not? But obviously their, like, tension is resolved, and so Jules and Rue are hanging out, and the other two girls go their separate way. Well, then, somehow Gia ends up getting mixed up with, not great influences, who are guys, and she's, like, getting high with them, and Rue was like, fuck, she's not answering her phone, and my mom's trying to call her, and I have to, you know, bring her home by, you know, this X amount of time, and she finds her, and she's, like, in big sister mode, and I kind of like that, too, because it's, like, are you getting a taste of your own medicine, where, like, you're trying to find your sister, you're worried about your sister, and the fact that you found her with drugs. So it's like, I don't know, it really didn't tackle into the fact that she gets like a mirror image of herself, obviously, but Gia was just doing weed. It's not like she was doing, you know, like pills or whatever Rue was doing the summer that her sister found her. But yeah, I feel like they could have maybe like had a little reflection there, and Rue was like, well, fuck, I don't like this feeling, you know, is this what my sister and my mom felt? But at the same time, obviously, she is an addict and still recovering, because I think at this point she was clean. Maybe there's a time, obviously, she comes back to town, she's not clean, then she starts befriending Jules and has a scare moment, and Jules is like, I don't want to be around you if you're going to be high all the time. Because if you're going to continue to do drugs, then I don't want to be your friend. And Rue, obviously being, you know, infatuated with Jules, is like, yes, queen. So it's staying clean. So yeah. Then we have, kind of another pivotal episode. It, like, ends up just kind of building at this point. We have where Maddie and Nate obviously have a blowout at the carnival, and he strangles her, and so it ends up having consequences, and it's like a whole ordeal. The police are involved, charges, the families are dealing with it, and it's like, oh fuck, like, oh, Nate's getting some heat, and it's like, finally. But of course, he's a fucking asshole and turns around and pins it on Tyler, and then because he is, oh, I think at this point, yeah, this is one in the last episode, we also find out that Nate, reveals himself and tells Jules that he was Tyler the whole time, and he's like, if you tell anyone, then I'm gonna report you, and you can go to jail, and you'll be on sex offender's list, and it's like, just huge, scary threats for her. And so, and he uses Jules to, corroborate his, you know, story that it was Tyler who strangled Maddie and not him. And he really wrangled it out of it. Fucking little worm. So that was crazy. Following episode, it's Halloween. Which was so, like, I loved watching this episode because of the way Rue was dressed. And also Jules was like an angel. And then, like, whatever Rue's costume was, I don't know, but she looked gorgeous. And, like, Jules really starts feeling pressure, obviously, from, like, the Nate thing, the Tyler thing, having lied to the police, and Rue's sobriety kind of leaves. She feels pressure, like, she doesn't want to fuck it up, obviously, because then Rue will relapse. And so, she ends up getting drunk, and it's not herself, and Rue's like, ugh, I'm not feeling this. Oh, yeah, Nate and Maddie showed up at the party, and he, like, tries to be Mr. Cool Guy again. Nothing but an asshole. And then the following episode happens, and Rue ends up going through a depressive episode. which lands her in the hospital for kidney stones because she's not peeing. And then Cassie, I think, finds out here that she's pregnant. And then Jules ends up going, I think she's from New York City. And so she ends up going back from where she had moved, she's from, and is visiting Frank, and she ends up hooking up with someone there. So that feels that pulls tension back to Rue's feelings with Jules, because she's like, wow, she hooked up with her and she liked her. And she's like, what does this mean? So it's always like Jules always chasing after somebody and doesn't really notice Rue. And that was kind of a thing I realized too, looking back. It's like Jules was into Tyler, aka Nate, and was like super in love. And then is not like noticing Rue at all. They're like just straight up besties and like platonic, even though it's like not platonic, but it's like crossing boundaries. And then they kiss and it's like fine, but it's like Jules never really tells Rue, at least not that I really like notice it, like, hey, I like love you and I want to like try this out, even though they're like holding hands and like sort of kissing. I don't know, there's like yes, no, yes, no. So like I get people shipping them, but I don't know, I didn't see the like whole like Jules finally notices Rue and they like are trying to be a thing. So yeah. And then Rue's back in the hospital because of that, and Jules is like, oh shit, is this because of me? And then she's like, yes, no, I can't remember what she says, but of course Jules feels pressure from that too. In the finale, we have the winter formal, the dance, and for some reason, I remember when I first watched this episode had like a bigger impact on me, like the ending. I don't fucking know, but this time that I watched it, I'm like, is it because I'm like kind of sleepy and I'm like ready for it to be over? Like, no hate or anything, but I'm just like, why is this, is it because I've also already seen it? I don't know, like the impact wasn't, I didn't feel it as big the first time around. They're having the winter formal, Rue and Jules are going together. Rue feels some type of way because Jules is still texting the girl that she had hooked up with in that other city. All the characters are in one place, like Cassie's single, having dealt with an abortion. Also, I noticed, I don't even know, man, but, like, when I first went through this show, Lexi, Rue's bestie since preschool, off and on, and, like, weirdness, obviously, because she's an addict, gone, not here, whatever, I felt a lot more that, like, that Lexi liked her. Like, I felt like there was more show, and when I watched it this time, it's, like, nothing is there. So I don't know if it was like an aftermath of like people talking about it on Twitter to be like, you know, like stirring stuff up for hopes of the second season. But I could have sworn when I first watched it, I was like, oh yeah, I could definitely tell that Lexi was like secretly into Rue, like doing whatever she asked, worried about Rue in like a different, like past the line of like friends. Like, especially at the carnival, when Gia is like, yeah, I think that's the girl that Rue's in love with. And Lexi was like, oh. And it, like, caught her off guard. And it felt like she was almost hurt by that realization or that, like, information. And she, like, plays it off. She's like, no, I hadn't really noticed. That was my dog. Of course, she decides to be up when I'm in the middle of talking. But, yeah, and I felt like I remember, like, also hearing that, or, like, seeing that a lot more in the, at the winter formal when she's, like, seeing her and Jules dance and, like, doing their thing. I don't know. But this time around, I just did not catch wind of it. Kat, obviously, the whole time being insecure about, this guy that she liked. Not even insecure, she's, like, owning her identity now and, like, being this, like, girl who just, like, gives no fucks. But she was being kind of jealous and, I guess, insecure because she, like, liked this guy and thought she, like, felt him too, or thought he was into her too. and it was like playing games and like no, and anyways it's like confronted at the winter dance and he's like, I've been trying to get with you since I sat next to you at the beginning of the year. So that's like a happy ending. And then in between like these last couple episodes, obviously Rue is trying to understand why Jules would corroborate the whole Tyler going to the police scenario because of fucking Nate. Like, she knows it's because of Nate, but she doesn't know what he has on her. Obviously it's the photos that he sent her and the like threat, and so she's like trying to investigate. And so anyways, at one point she like tells Fez, she's like, I need your help. Anyways, Fez gets involved, and I don't know if I mentioned this, but Fez is the local drug dealer. That's who Fez is. So he's all like, you know, because Rue's family and like this and that, he like lightly tells Nate, and Nate being the fucking asshole, he's like, what are you gonna do about it? And then ends up calling the police, and Fez ends up getting raided, but they don't find anything. So then in this winter formal, Rue goes up to Nate and she's like, what, I have a feeling that it was you who you know, was the reason that Fez got raided and blah blah blah. And like Nate's just being like fucking weird, and oh god, I can't stand this guy. And so then Jules comes out and she's like, are you okay, blah blah blah, and they end up being like, let's just pack some shit, take a train, and like get out of here and go into the city. So they're doing it, but then Rue being like, I think she's like sober, I think, at this point. Yeah, I don't think she'd been taking any more or anything. So she was really feeling the, like, oh shit, like, the consequences of her actions and it not being good, and, like, thinking of her family, because she's like, my mom's gonna freak out, my sister's gonna be worried, I don't think this is a good idea. And Jules just trying to, like, forget and be out of that place. She's like, come on, like, it is a good idea, like, I think it's good. Point being, Jules ends up going and Rue ends up staying. So it was kind of like a breakup, because it was like, what the fuck? So, yeah. And that's it for season one. That's kind of all my spiel. And then because of COVID and season two being delayed, there were like some weird, I don't want to say weird, there were like hour long episodes that I still don't even know how to describe, that was like a Rue point of view in like situation from when Jules left her at the train station, and like a Jules, I think, point of view from like the situation post. I still don't understand, because in one episode that is like Rue said, it's Rue talking to her, like, I think he's her sponsor, her AA sponsor, and it's like, it was just messed up that Jules left me, like, I needed her, and I have felt like shit since she left, and that's why I'm still using, and like, you know, like openly talking to how she's feeling and what she's doing, and he's giving her advice and this whole thing, and they're all in the diner for this one time. And let me tell you, I was like falling asleep in and out of that episode just because it was so stationary. And I still don't understand how that connects right now. I know people were talking about like how it could be obviously just Rue's point of view and it not being like a full story, because we still don't really understand, because she's high and she's not a accountable storyteller because she's doing drugs, you know. And then we have what is titled a Jules episode, and it's like, this one I still don't know. It's like a dream, but like not a dream, like it couldn't have happened, I don't know. So it's like post the train station and them spending like a summer, I think, in like New York City, and Jules is doing school, and like things are good between them, they're kind of coupley, they're domestic, like they're sharing a whole apartment. And then Jules goes to leave for school, for design school or whatever, and Rue is doing drugs to keep up this, like, it's not an act, but like to keep up the like happiness, so to speak. And then it's like a spiraling, and then it's like they're good, then they're bad. And then Jules talking to somebody about how she felt with the whole thing. So I just remember people thinking, like, maybe this is what Rue had, like, wanted to happen, and then, like, what really happened. But then it's, like, we can't trust her, really, for her point of the, or, like, the storytelling, or like we're only getting half of a story. So anyways, I don't know, just because those came in between, like, obviously COVID times. I think that was like like a year ago, like last Christmas. What are we, 20? So it came out like 2020, I think. And right, yeah. And then now we have season two. And I want to say there might be eight. There was 8 episodes in the first one, and so I have a feeling that it could be the same, maybe not. I don't know. But first season is like fucking wild, and there's a lot that happens, and it can be triggering. So again, like, if you know you're not comfortable with anything, definitely do what's good for you. Don't get into it. Like, it's just a TV show. But if you're interested and you're like, what's the hype about? Like, I would say get into it. I think the characters are very, I don't know. Like, I got into it because of Zendaya. And then I remember, like, towards the end, my Twitter feed was just talking about Euphoria. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I've been meaning to watch it. And it just so happened to be the finale and people were talking about it. And I had dodged bullets for spoilers just because I knew that I was like, I'm going to get to it. Then I did. And I was like, it blew my mind. It was all in one sitting. Oh, yeah, the finale. Okay, that too. Okay, so, like, Rue being left at the train station, I don't know, it, like, sends her into a relapse. She's doing drugs, and then it's, like, a choir. Like, it was beautifully done, and, like, the songs were good, but I don't know, the second time, I don't know what I was doing. Maybe I was playing too much Animal Crossing or something during this time, because I was like, what? Like, I know what's happening. Like, obviously she's going to a relapse and she's going back to her old ways and she feels very sad, but I was like, what else is the message here? I have no idea. I think too, because I broke this down within like a spam, like I would watch 2 episodes or 3 episodes in one sit in like a day, and then I would go days, a couple days in between. So maybe that, I don't know. But Euphoria, man, it'd be good. Zendaya be out there doing her shit. And then, oh god, I'm like looking at the characters. Obviously, Nate's dad, Cal, is Eric Dane, and I know him from Grey's Anatomy. I can't see him the same anymore. It is very weird seeing him as this other person. And yeah. So, wow, I really went on here for, like, 30 minutes just talking about how good, or not even, like, good, but, like, really giving a whole rundown. So that was my rewatch. It's the fact that the impact was not the same as the first time, and that kind of makes me sad, honestly. I'm gonna continue watching it because I really do like this show. Like, it's very intense, and obviously, like, not, I don't wanna say for the faintest of heart, because that makes it seem like it's, like, scary or something, but it's literally, it's for a mature audience, HBO. It's not something that I would sit here and watch with my 13-year-old sister, for sure. Like, that's not what we're gonna watch. And maybe not even with my parents, honestly, just because it's so, it's intense, and it's, I don't know, it's, like, kind of a lot. But yeah, I enjoy it. It's crazy. And again, just shot so beautifully. Like, the colors, the makeup, the tiny details behind it. And, yeah. Oh, and the music. The music plays such a big part, too. Like, I think I bopped to, like, every song that plays in the show. Like, especially at the beginning when the title card is said. And, like, whatever small, you know, like, what's about to happen. I genuinely enjoy all those intro songs. So, yeah. Let me know if you have seen Euphoria, or you're getting into Euphoria, or you saw all of one and you're not gonna do season two. Let me know your thoughts. Thank you so much for listening. Follow me on Twitter, and I will see you guys next time.